A Bend financial advisor says we're on the verge of having an historic month on Wall Street. Troy Reinhart says if the trend holds by the close of trading today, it will be the biggest month ever for the U.S. stock market.
We're up about 17% for the month. We've taken what was a bear market. We've gotten into bear market territory and turned around and had a fantastic rally on good earnings news, better than expected economic data, and I guess you could call it temporary solution in Europe.
He also says October is an interesting month when you look at history. Reinhart says there's only one month in the last 150 years that the market top was in October. That was October 2007 when the market crested right before it started going into the abyss in October of 2008. Another big October crash was back in 1987. OSU Cascades closed on its first building last Friday. Now they have to get the building ready for students. The $3.8 million building off Columbia near downtown will house the university's graduate programs. OSU Cascades Vice President Becky Johnson says this is an important phase in their history.
I'm just really pleased that we can kind of make this contribution to the economic development of the city, and obviously this will be a footprint for us in the future, and it doesn't detract at all from our partnership with COCC. We still are doing all of our undergraduate programs in conjunction with COCC, and we'll continue to be partnering with them in lots of different ways.
The renovation is expected to last through the spring. OSU Cascades plans to offer graduate classes at the new building starting in summer term. A group of citizens in Redmond meets this week with the Eugene Group that specializes in operating youth sports leagues. Katie Hammer, executive director of the Redmond Area Park and Recreation District, says they want to identify sports not currently offered to the area's youth and find a way to offer them. Among the sports they hope to offer, basketball, which was cut from middle school budgets, and soccer, which is currently offered recreationally by statewide club teams. Northwest Natural customers in Washington can expect to see their monthly bills drop slightly. State Utility Commission has approved a rate cut as a demand for natural gas continues to drop. Jenna Coor Gross with the Northwest Natural says the average residential customer will see a reduction of about $1.50.
What we filed for was a monthly bill decrease of $1.62, or 2.4% per month.
A similar rate cut is pending in Oregon. Now, if you didn't buy a Thanksgiving raffle ticket, you'll have to get in next year. The Oregon Lottery says all 250,000 tickets have been sold. Winning numbers will be announced on November 22nd. The grand prize is $1 million. Well, you may see some strange characters wandering around today. After all, it is Halloween. So how creative are people this year? Well, according to Christy Kelly with Halloween headquarters, not very. The most popular costume has remained consistent over the past few years.
Pirates are popular again this year, probably the most popular they have been. It's been like that for the last 5 or 6 years,
Kelly says both men and women want to be swashbucklers, but she did have one woman ask for a Titanic survivor costume. An informal KBEN survey shows that the favorite costumes for kids are ninjas, Pikachus, fairies, and princesses. A Saturday afternoon backyard burn in Madras escaped and sparked a brush fire. People in nearby homes and about 24 firefighters pitched in to make sure the fire didn't destroy any nearby structures. The Jefferson County Rural Fire District says it was quite a spectacle for people in Madras to watch. A very visible area with lots of smoke and flames, and in the end there were no burned structures nor were there any evacuations. You may want to attend a very special but eerie evening tonight. Deschutes Historical Museum Director Kelly Cannon Miller says the annual visit by Edgar Allan Poe is tonight. It's a fundraiser for the museum. Miller says Poe will recite some of his works and answer questions. Shows are at 4 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. there at the Old Stone Church. You can get more information at the Deschutes Historical Museum website. And it's time to roll up your sleeves and vote. Vote with your blood for the Beavers or the Ducks. The 10th annual Civil War blood drive gets underway this week. More than 60,000 football fans have voted for their favorite team over the years. Daphne Matthew with the American Red Cross says the blood drive Rivals for Life begins on November 3rd and wraps up on the 19th. The winning school will be announced at the Civil War game on November 26th. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com, and you can get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Next local newscast coming up at 7:05. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for KBND Radio News.